Okay, after completing all of the investigations and to determining the cause of the underlying erythroderma, we are going to hospitalize the patient, and we are going to stop all of the unnecessary drugs, and we are going to start with a good nursing care, monitoring of the vitals 1 hourly. Temperature regulation should be done, and the temperature of the room should be maintained at 30 to 32 degrees Celsius. Cleansing and removal of the crust with a normal saline with the soaked gauzes, and after taking the bath with the lukewarm water, bland emollients should be applied, which should be a combination of liquid paraffin 50 ml and whites of paraffin 50 grams. Hourly record of the vitals, that is pulse, temperature and blood pressure, should be maintained. Random blood sugar should be monitored, and if needed, then insulin can also be given. Daily input-output chart monitoring should be done, and it should be maintained. Hemodynamic changes should also be monitored, that in such a way that we are going to maintain the urine output at a level of 50 to 100 ml per hour. Osmolality should be maintained. Pulse rate should not be more than 120 per minute. Fluid electrolyte balance should be maintained. We should give a high protein diet, that is 2 to 3 grams per kg per day. If the gastric emptying is delayed, then NG tube should be inserted to prevent the aspiration pneumonia. The fluids should be given in such a way that for the first 24 hours, human albumin 20% should be given at a rate of 1 mg per kg per day. 1 mg per kg body weight. Along with the normal saline 0.75 ml per kg for the first day. And then for the next day, it should be, the fluids should be given on the basis of the previous day's urine output to prevent any fluid accumulation in the body and development of pulmonary edema. For hypokalemia, if it is detected in the serum electrolytes due to the enteropathy, we are going to include, or we're going to add 1 ampoule of KCl in the fluid, that is saline or 5% dextrose. For the prevention of the sepsis, we are going to give prophylactic antibiotics. Other measures include mild topical steroids, sedative antihistamines, that is hydroxyzine, 30 mg 6 hourly, artificial tears, care of the eyes, if needed, diazepam can be given, and the rest of the systemic treatment depend upon the underlying cause.